is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pope Francis' funeral procession has reached his final resting place, the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome, where he'll be the first pope in more than a century to be buried outside of the Vatican. There were more than a quarter of a million people at his funeral in St. Peter's Square, and ABC's Inez De La Cotera is there explaining his broad appeal.
Because this is a pope that meant so much to so many, many people felt they had a very personal connection to Pope Francis. And this is someone who, you know, I think even if you weren't a Catholic, Pope Francis carried a message of love, of peace. Up until the very end, he was pushing for peace in Gaza, in Ukraine. And so people from all walks of life, from all different faiths, wanted to be here.
Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re eulogized Francis as a pope among the people. Numerous world leaders were in attendance, including President Donald Trump. This is ABC News.
Now this news update, Mon Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents makes the courthouse less safe, and that even persons in the U.S. illegally have legitimate business there.
When these folks are driven away, that makes our community less safe. These folks should be encouraged to participate in court proceedings.
Dugan is accused of allowing an undocumented immigrant to avoid arrest at the courthouse a week ago. She's charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. Black bears are on the move. The DNR says about 24,000 black bears are starting to emerge from hibernation in search of food and new territory. The NFL draft wraps up Saturday at the Titletown District in Green Bay. Approximately a quarter million fans are expected during the draft. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 61. Clear tonight, 36. Partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s on Sunday. Chance of showers Sunday night, 51. Showers and storms Monday with a high near 77. Showers and storms Monday night, some could be on the strong side. For the best barbecue this grilling season, pick up Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now, 38 degrees.
99.7.
Place to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and on a morning like this, how could we not play that? ELO and Mr. Blue Sky, beautiful sunshine this morning, 36 degrees as you're waking up. Kevin Kellogg taking your request from the 60s and 70s. Text lines open for texting or calling 608-355-9970. Hopefully play a song for you this morning, like the Angels.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And I wouldn't go out with you. You said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a run.
boyfriend's back, he's gonna save my reputation.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and Lady Madonna from the Beatles. It's 7:13 with Kevin Kellogg. Good to have you here with us this morning. How about some Steve Miller Band?
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. The pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner. I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on. Smoker, I'm a midnight toker.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Dancing in the Street, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Hi, it's Kevin Kellogg. It is 7:19 on a beautiful Saturday morning. An updated look at the weather forecast on the way. Should be a pretty nice day, so if you got some outdoor plans, make sure that you go outside and take care of them. Also, if you're hungry, well, tomorrow, Endeavor Moundville Fire Department has their pancake breakfast, which includes pancakes, scrambled eggs, and sausage. This year, the fire department will have their fire prevention house set up for the kids to enjoy. This is tomorrow from 8 until noon at the Endeavor Moundview Fire Station located in Endeavor. $12 for adults, kids 5 to 18, $9, and kids 4 and under free. So take a road trip for a pancake breakfast tomorrow morning in Endeavor. Updated look at the weather. We'll check out sports, and we'll let you know that Saturday at the 60s and 70s is brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialists. Taking care of minor dents and major structural issues, hopefully nothing like that happens to you. Since 1985, Fox Hill Auto Body has been helping area residents get back on the road, doing quality work at a fair price. They provide free estimates, and Fox Hill will guide you through the insurance claim process. It's not as bad as it may seem. Call 356-9620, Fox Hill Auto Body, where our customers send their friends.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market again, and if you love a great meal and even a better deal, you're going to want to hear this. Starting at 2 p.m. every day, we're dishing out delicious curry fusion foods, and on Fridays, it's all about our famous fish fry. Can't make it? No worries. You can order both right on Uber Eats. While you're here, stock up with Roma Original Pizzas or Bellatoria Personal Pizzas, 5 for $10, and Ice Mountain Spring Water, 24-pack half-liter bottles, $3.99. We've got deals in every aisle and friendly faces to help you find them. Baraboo Fresh Market, open 4 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. Come taste the savings.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The Packers pick another receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where it's day three of the NFL draft wrapping up today. Last night, the Packers added two more players, an offensive lineman from NC State, Anthony Belton, 6'6", 336 pounds, and a 6'4" wide receiver from TCU, Savion Williams. I asked Williams why his college coach had him line up in the Wildcat, run options, and even threw a touchdown.
I played quarterback in high school. I played quarterback my whole life, so I think them moving me in the backfield doing all that. I think that just came from that, just having the ball in my hand right now and just moving around and doing things like that.
Baseball. Brewers and the Cardinals playing again in St. Louis. Last night, the Crew losing 3-2. NBA playoffs. The Bucks with a win over the Pacers in Milwaukee, 117-101.
I think tonight it was like we came with the right mentality. You know, collectively, everybody was up and into the ball. We didn't just let things happen.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 61. Clear tonight, 36. Partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s on Sunday. Chance of showers Sunday night, 51. Showers and storms Monday with a high near 77. Showers and storms Monday night, some could be on the strong side. For the best barbecue this grilling season, pick up Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now, 38 degrees.
Your hometown station.
78 the 60s and 70s, 724. So we take a look at birthdays. We find on Thursday the 24th, Barbara Streisand celebrated her 83rd birthday as we travel to a Stoney's End on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Barbara Streisand in Stony End, as Barbara turned 83 on Thursday. The drummer with Creedence Clearwater Revival, Doug Clifford, celebrated his 80th birthday on Thursday. Here's Fortunate Son, 99.7 Max FM. Clifford, drummer with CCR, celebrating his 80th birthday back on Thursday, 99.7 Max FM. And Nigel Harrison, the bassist, and co-wrote this one with Blondie. He turned 74 on Thursday. It's One Way or Another on 99.7 Max FM.
I'm gonna meet ya. I will.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, one way or another from Blondie, featuring bassist Stu Cook, bassist Nigel Harrison, as he co-wrote One Way or Another. Nigel turned 74 on Thursday. Let's take a look at some musical history as we find that Del Shannon started a four-week run at the number one spot this week in 1961 with Runaway on 99.7 Max FM.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
Del Shannon, Runaway, 99.7 Max FM, number one this week in 1961 for 4 weeks in a row. Number one this week in 1977, it's Thelma Houston. And Don't Leave Me This Way on Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
Oh,
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and Don't Leave Me This Way, Thelma Houston, number one this week in 1977. 7:39, sunshine and 36 degrees this morning. Let you know that Kansas is on tour, and they've added some more dates. Auditions include an August 3rd show in Richfield, Washington, as well as three shows in Minnesota. That's the closest they'll get to us. In Moorhead, in Waite Park, and in Mankato. The Rockers are also kicking off their tour with special guests Jefferson Starship, Dave Mason, and the Outlaws on select dates. You can find more information at kansasband.com.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
of the season. When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, time of the season from the Zombies. Well, the time, 7:48, sunshine and 36 this morning. You want to get a song request in? Text line, phone lines open, 608-355-9970. Love to hear from you on what you would like to hear on the radio. And again, we've got a look at the news coming up at the top of the hour, but we'll check our weather forecast and more up next on 99.7 Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 61. Clear tonight, 36. Partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s on Sunday. Chance of showers Sunday night, 51. Showers and storms Monday with a high near 77. Showers and storms Monday night, some could be on the strong side. For the best barbecue this grilling season, pick up Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 38 degrees.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, a little more love from Olivia Newton-John, 754 with Kevin Kellogg. Text line, request lines open, 608-355-9970. Love to hear from you this morning. How about we get you moving and do the twist on 99.7 Max FM.
Come on, baby, let's do that twist. Yeah.
knows how to twist. Come on and twist.
Seven FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pope Francis was remembered in front of over a quarter of a million people in St. Peter's Square and hundreds of millions watching around the world. Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re eulogized the 266th Pope.
Build bridges, not walls. Was an exhortation he repeated many times.
As heard through an interpreter, people came from around the world to pay their respects to Francis.
People clapped as Pope Francis's casket was carried away. Some waved a final goodbye. There was applause throughout the funeral ceremony at mentions of Francis's ceaseless efforts to help the poor, call for peace and compassion for refugees and migrants. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, Vatican City.
Francis left the Vatican for the final time. A procession took him to the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. He'll be buried there as the first pope in over a century, buried outside the Vatican. This is ABC News.
Now this news update, Mon Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob.